Hello, Voices from the Bench community. Pat Kuhn from Ivoclar here. Innovation and education are inseparable partners in our profession, where continuous change offers you the opportunity to raise the bar of dental care and elevate what is clinically and technically possible. So we at Ivoclar have created Ivoclar Academy, where we support you through cutting-edge educational programs and resources. We understand that you have busy schedules and individual preferences for learning. To help leverage your time and maximize your learning experience, the Academy has educational opportunities that are easily accessible and fit any learning style. Whether you are looking for an in-person program or for virtual education, Ivoclar Academy offers multi-channel opportunities that allow you to learn at home, in the classroom, in the office, or on the go. In addition, we offer CE-accredited learning opportunities. You can receive a certificate of attendance for each CE-eligible program or training course completed from the Ivoclar Academy. Simply log on to ivoclar.com and click on the Academy link located at the top of the page to get started. Happy learning.
Welcome to Voices from the Bench, a dental laboratory podcast. Send us an email at info@voicesfromthebench.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Greetings and welcome to episode 317 of Voices from the Bench. My name is Elvis.
And my name is Barbara.
What's happening, Barb? How are you?
Oh, I think I told you I'm having a little bit of a blasé day. I don't know if you use that word very often, but that's how I feel.
I don't even know what that word means. Blasé. What is
bored,
that?
Lack of energy, kind of blah.
Yeah, I do have those days. Sure.
What's up with you?
Oh, not a whole lot. Just getting excited for Spain.
I just was on the website picking my seats. For the plane.
Oh, for the plane. How do you pick a seat you're going to sit in for 10 hours? That's pretty rough.
I know. You do have to pay for them if you want a decent seat. So they charge money for everything. I can't believe you brought it up.
Did you upgrade for the more leg room?
Yes. Not that nice. I need it because, you know, oh, I'm all 5 foot two, but yeah, I did. Oh, 3 weeks, 3 weeks, Elvis.
Yeah. So we're less than 3 weeks from heading out to Spain for our first ever International Dental Lab Show, ExoCAD Insights.
Oh my gosh. Well, so I can tell you, I've been shopping and preparing and looking at things to do. I am like one excited camper.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Especially to do the show there for sure and to see the meeting, but it's a once in a lifetime trip.
It's going to be interesting. You know, we do a lot of dental shows and most of the regular vendors are there, but I don't know if I'm going to know any of the people.
Probably not.
No, yeah. They're going to be like the Spanish reps. It's going to be interesting.
Yep.
But you know what? If you're super last minute, like so many of you dental technicians are, there's still time to register at exocad.com/insights2024. And remember, use the code VFTB15 to save 15%.
Nice. That's a lot.
It is quite a bit. Now, a lot of people, I get it. You don't want to go all the way to Spain. I mean, we wish you would, but if you can't and you prefer to see us in the U.S., we will be at the Jensen Dental booth during the Florida Dental Lab Association Symposium.
That was a long sentence.
Yeah, we're going to be there on June 7th and 8th in Orlando. Now, this is one of the better state meetings that's still going on, and it's going strong, as this year's lineup of speakers looks absolutely amazing, with Barb being one of them.
Yay, me.
I know you love being on stage.
I do.
So register at fdla.net. Now, that's with a net, right?
Yeah.
Don't do .org. Because I found out that's the Florida Defense Lawyers Association.
How would you find that out? Because
I mistyped it. Yeah. Or don't do .com. That's the Florida Distance Learning Association.
Oh,
boy. Or God forbid you do .co, which is the Fashion Designers of Latin America.
That's nice.
So remember, it's fdla.net. For the
and that's
lab
useless
group.
Information that you're never going to need by Elvis doll. There you go.
Hey, maybe people are interested in fashion designers of Latin America.
I am.
Now they know where to go. .co. You never know.
All right.
So this week we are back with more amazing conversations we got at the Ivoclar Ballroom at LMT Lab Day Chicago 2024.
God, that was in February, bro.
I know.
Talking about that.
Yeah, we just had an 80 degree day here in Indiana, and yet we're still talking about something that happened in late February. It's nuts. So this episode is jam-packed with amazing technicians doing amazing things. We got three conversations with seven people. I mean, this is a full house. So first up is a team of designers from Zymec Dental Lab in Washington State, where actually most of their designers don't even work in the lab. Nicole Burdage is the CAD/CAM manager and has set up pretty much the whole department with remote designers. A few of those pajama-wearing work-from-home technicians also joined the conversation. Kay Fritz, who comes from Michigan, and Allison Cook, who is in Omaha. They talk about this kind of amazing situation of being able to find designers and have them located anywhere in the world. How they communicate with each other and doctors, how they freed up so much space in the lab, and how they stay disciplined working from home.
And then we talk with the folks from Renstrom Dental Studio in Minnesota. Well, gotta say, not the usual owners we talk to at every lab day, because somebody went out with Mr. Joe Young, wasn't feeling too good the next day. But luckily, we got to talk to past guest Jen Ludwig and new to the show, Mike Clowerty. Jen talks about finding her new home at Renstrom and her role in the continuing education, which she's been doing amazing, and I see all over Facebook. And Mike talks about being the very first dental technician stuntman for a major motion picture. Such a great story. Did you actually find that? Because I know you were going to go look for it.
I did. You can see it. It's streaming on Max right now. It's pretty cool. And then we wrap up the episode with a couple of gentlemen that reinvented the disposable articulator.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Scott Gallagher and Dee Grimm find a way to fix all the issues we had before with the hinges and pins. They talk about their extensive history in the industry, why they invented these new articulators, how they are educating labs about them, and how they keep them current using them with printed models. So join us as we chat with Nicole, Kay, Allison, Jen, Mike, Scott, and Dee. Whether you're looking to elevate your craftsmanship or looking to cut back on cost, look no further.
Vita MFT teeth are the ultimate solution for creating lifelike and stunning smiles.
Crafted with precision and backed by cutting-edge technology, Vita MFT teeth offer unparalleled aesthetics and durability.
And since Vita believes in the power of experiencing excellence firsthand, for a limited time only, they are offering you the chance to get a complimentary case sample.
That's right, a full case, absolutely free. Just visit VitaNorthAmerica.com/free MFT.
Don't wait any longer to start providing your customers a premium tooth at an economy price. Redeem your free case sample, and if you're ready to buy, Vita will even give you an extra 10% off discount by shopping online on their newly launched online store.
Join the Vita family today, and we appreciate your support of the podcast. Voices from the Bench. The interview.
Do you want a chair?
No, I'm fine.
All right. Sure. You've got a badge. You don't have a badge.
Oh, she's got a badge.
I do.
It's
oh, you've got
here.
One? Yeah. Elvis needs to see your name. Trust me.
Oh.
He'll mispronounce it if it's hard.
It's just Nicole.
Well, that's
it's
perfect.
Just spelled weird.
Okay.
So you're all with Zemek.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you mean?
That's well, wait your a minute.
Oh.
Michigan?
Michigan.
Washington.
I was born in Detroit.
Nebraska.
Nebraska. Zemek is in all these locations?
No. So, my name's Nicole. I'm the CAD manager
Nicole
at Zemek Dental Lab.
Burge?
Yep. Burge.
Burge. Okay.
Yeah. And these are my remote designers.
Oh, you're kidding. Yes. So, I don't think we've ever talked to them, remote designers, before. Yeah. That's excellent.
Yeah, and I have a couple. There's two more walking around the convention right now. One of them is my remote digital denture designer. She's walking around, and I have another digital crown and bridge designer who's walking around right now as well.
So you're in charge. Is that your laboratory?
No, I'm just the CAD manager.
Okay.
Yes. Gotcha. Robert Zemek owns the company. He's been around for, gosh, 30 plus years now. I've just been with the company for the last 12.
Awesome. Well, that's a long time.
Yes, long time. We started off with a lab of 35, and now we're over 120-something.
Holy schmoly.
We have a second location that we've opened up in Katy, Texas now that does manufacturing. We are a straight digital lab. I'm not sure exactly what our percentages are, but I'd say it's probably like a 70-30.
That's pretty banging.
Of what you get in digital?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Robert Zemek and Paul Valencia, he's our general manager. A couple years ago, they decided we're kicking it. We're going all digital. So they made a huge leap and a big risk in the industry, and we just started pushing out traditional impressions. Doctors basically tell them this is the route. We see the future of dentistry going
digital. Get a scanner.
Get a scanner, or we're not going to work with you. And so we had a great team for a while that was doing digital integration, going to different offices, selling the Trio scanners, getting everyone in. We're a three-shape lab.
Get them a Trio.
Absolutely. So, you know, buy a Trios, drop doctors like it. Cool. Here, yep. Keep this one. We'll go get another one and just move on from there.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's been an adventure.
I know Kay from somewhere in Michigan.
Yes. I was at a different lab.
A different. Okay. We'll leave it there. Yeah.
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 And I actually came back here last year to just kind of meet faces. And
give me a favor, put it right up in there.
I came back here last year to meet people and just kind of find people to use if I had issues and use if I had questions about all dental life.
This is with your previous lab.
Mm-hmm.
You came here looking. Okay.
No, I didn't come here looking. I just came to look for more education to bring back.
So what do you
and
do?
You're I'm implants all the time.
So you design implants?
Yeah. Wow. So I ended up meeting her
at this show?
At the three-shape party.
Yeah. So I saw her walking up and down out here in the hallway once, and I just saw her outfit, and I was like, that's a cool-looking chick. I'd like to get to know her, but we were busy.
She knows some stuff.
She looks like, you know, she looks powerful. She's here. She was independent, and I was like, kind of like that, but I didn't have a chance to talk to her, and we met up at the three-shape party last year.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, she just
you had already noticed her.
Yeah.
And
I was
energy.
Like, the skirt, I remember your outfit. You look good. And so, yeah, she joined our table with everybody, and she just, like, blended in. And I was like,
I flew in and was like, hey, I'm going to be your friend.
Well, that turned into hiring her as a remote designer. And with that, she brought us Allie.
Yeah, Allie. So you're a
Allison
remote designer. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Allison Cook. I am a remote designer. I am living in Omaha. I've been doing this for
on
about
purpose?
6 years. not super on purpose.
Yeah.
Just kind of out of convenience for now.
Okay.
for the time being, yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you get in the industry? You look super young. How did you become a remote designer?
I started out in the mailroom of a lab in Lincoln, Nebraska, and it ended up just not really working for me. I didn't love it.
Like shipping and receiving?
Yes.
That's how I started.
And it was crazy. Just super hectic. And so my boss / the owner of that lab at the time overheard me talking about how I like to paint and I'm an artist. And so he was like, why don't we put you in CAD? See if you like it. See if you could, you know, if you can do it. So that's what I did. And my manager at the time just kept saying how quickly I was improving and how fast I caught on. And he was like, this is your
anteriors, posteriors, like what did you learn?
I started with posteriors and like the occasional single, maybe 2-unit anterior. But now I mostly design all anteriors, like
the hard stuff.
4 to 6 units.
Nice.
Just, the front teeth. And I love it.
Yeah.
I love them.
I love them too.
They're so fun.
What's it like working at home? Because you work out of your home, right?
I'm going to be honest. I've been a lab rat for 14 years.
Yeah.
Not being in a lab is
it's weird.
Tough.
Sad.
I would think
some
it'd be
days.
Tough.
It was hard for me when
but
I left.
But I do love working in my pajamas. And I do love being able to run upstairs and make a coffee and not have to spend $4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
So what is it like? You guys send her, these guys, the files at night, yeah. and then you get up and
there
you
they
just...
are. Yeah, so we just send everything through 3Shape, has 3Shape Communicate. We set up our system so that each individual designer is in there. So I go through, I know each designer. I have
what
13
they do
remote designers.
You have 13? How many do you have in the lab?
So I have 2 Crown and Bridge in the lab. I just sent another one that was in lab home to be remote. So technically I'm 13
or 14. It's
probably
easier. Go home.
It's so much, yeah. You know, here's a laptop, set yeah. you up and you're out your way. I have 3 removable designers in house and no implants in house. All
Why?
Remote.
Why did you send that person home?
Space.
Why? I didn't want to. Tyrone is an amazing designer. All my designers are amazing. Charlie, Tom, I started with them years ago, like 10 plus years ago. It comes down to space.
Yeah, I thought so.
100 and something plus employees.
Well, once you said where do you put them?
Exactly. Yeah. There's only 30 something parking spots. Mm-hmm. So where we're located at, we're renting out spots across
You're
the
busting
street.
Busting out of that
Nobody likes us in our parking area because there's so many of us that we're taking over their spots.
Yeah.
So part of it is let's alleviate that. Alleviate a space. Why can't you work from home?
It's working very well for
absolutely.
You guys.
You know, if... It even is, I find, beneficial for the designers of, even if you're not feeling well, but you're still well enough to work, but you don't feel like driving in, well, just stay in your pajamas, get up, and turn on your computer, bust out your 40, 50 units a day.
That was my next question. Yeah. So you know
Depends.
What each of them do. You
Absolutely.
Know what their benchmarks are.
Absolutely.
You send everything off. They yep. send it back. Do you QC it or...
Depends on the case. If the designer found something and they're like, I'd like someone to look at it, absolutely. Comes across my bench. I got a whole rack. I go through them. I let them know this is what I changed. Yep. You know, or maybe, hey, I need you to touch this up. Or maybe, I'm not really sure. Let's send it over to the doctor and get his opinion on that design.
Yeah.
And we'll put the case on hold. They'll send out the message, and then we'll wait for it to come back and get it back into production.
So you're not very busy at all, are
you? Oh, no. Not at all. I am the CAD manager of all 3 disciplines. I do Crown and Bridge, implants, and removables. So I find, like most labs, they'll probably break it down and have a manager in each department, which they do. I have an implant manager, but he doesn't do the designs. We do. He's just doing fitting. He's doing consultations. Dave Wright, he's our removable manager. He's taking those phone calls, but all the design comes through my department.
Holy shmoly.
Yeah.
That, you've said that twice. I hope Joe's listening because he's going to put that on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's
so
a lot.
It's a big company.
I don't know of a lab that does this.
Yeah.
No. So much remote.
So yeah. And I'm looking for more people.
I'm going to ask a personal question.
Yeah, have at it.
Do you guys have your own individual dongles?
So,
or do they remote in?
They remote in VPN. Okay. Yeah. So we just have that on the server.
Does that run pretty smooth?
Majority of the
time.
They're
nodding. It's a podcast. Yeah. They're nodding.
Yes. Yeah. I find that it works perfectly fine with me. You know, I work hardwire, so I'm attached to an Ethernet all day long. I mean, but I haven't had an issue so far.
Yeah. That's good.
Ethernet's definitely the best way to go. Wi-Fi can, but you always have that in and out. So we always encourage them, if you can hardwired in, you're going to get that upload and download a lot faster from each.
And then you, at the lab, just have individual computers for each station just sitting there, and you can see what they're doing?
No, not even that. It's all on my computer.
Mm. It's all going into one?
Yeah. Yeah. So... I don't want to give too much away with
how we run
the company.
Yep, sorry.
You know, I don't know if Bob and Paul are going to hear this.
Yeah.
Exactly. But through 3Shape Communicate, we send the cases. They send them back. It comes right back into our server.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
All we do is F7, make sure the files are there in the output folder, and send it on down to CAM. Yeah.
Nice.
Do you talk to the dentist on the cases you're working with?
We do. We do,
So you're able to communicate. You have their contact, and
they're
free to reach out. And
so we have a messaging system that we use. So it's almost like a text message that the doctor
You have to. Yeah.
We use
because
phones.
One, I don't. the doctors don't need to have my phone number. They don't need going
around
harassing.
You need to make it as seamless as possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, here's a screenshot. Here's your design. Do you like this margin? Do you want to change anything about this?
We do that a lot, too.
And it keeps it in there.
Yep.
And no one's got to stress that they're getting a phone call. Mm-hmm. You know, the doctors answer the message whenever they
want
to.
All I do is text now.
Yeah.
And it's immediate and it's easy.
Exactly. And it's at their time. So if you're in the chair, your case is just going to be on hold until you come back and look at it.
But you always get an answer within
an
hour or two, honestly.
Absolutely.
It's the best way to go.
And we get a lot of doctors who just love that form of communication. communication, because I'm not trying to hunt you down on the phone. You're not leaving a voicemail worrying, did I get it?
Yes.
And, yeah, it's just all right there.
So the I've got a question, you know, when I think about remote designing. How do you guys, do you have to stay disciplined? Do you make it a 8-to-5 job? Do you come and you go? I know you've got benchmarks. Do you want them to be done by 5?
Yes, absolutely. So we are located on the West Coast. Most of my remote designers are 2 to 3 hours ahead.
So that's actually good for you, right?
Yeah, absolutely, because that means production gets done faster. So I tell everyone, you're 4 o'clock. That's your cutoff time. My time. Not 4 o'clock,
then
your
time.
Then
you've got time.
Exactly. So I have time to make sure the files came in. Does Cam have everything they need? Do I need to F7 something? Did something come through? Not
correct.
So what
is that, 7 o'clock in Michigan? Or 6 o'clock?
I start at 6 a.m.
Which is
3 o'clock.
3
area.
O'clock our time. So, yeah. So, look.
You by walk the time in, she, most of it's there.
It's already
done. Yeah, that's sweet.
Exactly. Yeah. So, very.
6 a.m. though, huh?
So I'm an early bird. When I was in the lab, I was there at 3.
Really? Yeah,
every day.
Get your day over with. Go
so
enjoy the rest
are
of your
done?
Life.
So what time you done? Like 3? 2?
Yeah, 2 or 3.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Depending. Yeah. I have a 1-year-old at home, so
that's
on
perfect.
Days that I have to chase her around, it's like 3:30.
Yeah.
Seems to work out really well, though, because you already have everything you're going to work on for the day.
Yes.
Get up. Start hitting it.
Yeah. Yes.
And we have a whole department who does that just for them. We have a digital department who's run by our manager, Rory. She has them set up the cases for them. They're cleaning up files or just sending them out to them. If there's further extended communication that needs to happen, it comes back to our digital team so they can continue design, and we'll take care of those files for them.
And the neat thing is, too, though, even though you're remote, you're coming to the meetings together. Obviously, you guys
this
have
is
a
my
great
first
relationship.
Time actually seeing
Allie
in person.
And that's really neat.
Yeah.
First time meeting Kay and Nicole in person, but it didn't feel weird because Kay and I, especially, we FaceTime all the time. We talk on the phone all the time. We will have quote unquote co-working days where for 2 or 3 hours we'll just sit on the phone, and sometimes we don't say anything, but it feels like we're together, like almost in a lab environment.
Oh, there
like
you go. Working,
and we can just say whatever to each other. We're not just alone
and
at our
homes. You
trash
talk other lab people, because that's what people do in the lab. You miss that.
You'll never know.
But that brings the camaraderie in, right? Because you said you love the lab, so that's probably a piece you need.
It really is. I'm 100% an extrovert. I need people to survive. So reaching out to all of my other design friends and design people, and I love Nicole, and I try to reach out to her as little as possible, but like I get so much of my energy from her.
She's feeling her up right now, y'all.
But really, really reaching out to all of our designers is really fun, because I get to meet new people and meet new energies, you know, and talk to them like, what do you think about this? Allie's the interior expert. So I'm like, I have an interior. I'm terrible at this. Give me
what
some help.
I do?
Yeah. So we'll sit and we'll tease back and forth.
Send pictures back and forth to each other,
can
and you kind of tweak them a little bit.
No.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
I wish
hey,
I could.
Hey, can I give you this to do right now?
So we utilize Teams. All my designers have the opportunity to talk to each other.
Yeah.
My most senior technician is Charlie. She's been doing large span anterior cases. She's experience 18, 19, 20 years, something like that. So, you know, sometimes if I'm not available, I have them jump in Teams, talk to each other, work it out, because I'm not always going to be there for you. I got meetings. I got to work on servers.
Obviously,
and
you're busy.
Yeah.
So, so that allows them to talk to each other. So when it does come to something like seeing you in person, it's like you already know
them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And being able to share that years of knowledge, you know, compared to someone who's been doing this for 3 or 5, 6 years, compared to someone senior like Charlie, 18, 19, 20 years.
So awesome. How do you get them all the information from the script? Because obviously
it's digitally uploaded. We use a lab management system called Magic Touch. And So we use Magic
Touch.
And within Magic Touch, they have something called TechBench, which is a website. So anything that gets uploaded into there, they go into TechBench.
And that's where
they see all their cases that are assigned to them that day. They're able to open up the script. They can look at the script, look at any additional notes that we have at the lab that the doctor might have certain preferences. They want heavy occlusion, light contact.
So, yeah, it's just automatic.
It's all right there. So we just send them the files. We assign them the case. And then once they're done, they just book off of it and get it back.
I gotta tell my lab about this because we have Magic Touch and I do digital dentures.
Yeah.
And I just get the file and I'm like, there's got to be more instruction than nothing.
Oh, there's tons of instructions. I would say definitely go downstairs to talk to Magic Touch. Ethan, he deals with our Magic Touch. He's been helping them and helping us build that system so much for them that there's new features in there
because
that they
you.
Never had before because of we're like,
I
we
bet.
Need this. So it's like, if you can't get this to us, we'll go find somebody else. And they have,
So you helped them upgrade.
Yeah, and so definitely reach out to your Magic Touch rep. There's some things going there. You can upload files into Magic Touch as well. So when they're something we're working on right now is when they have a design. So instead of sometimes seeing an image flat, you can't really see things.
Sure.
Well, one of the beauties inside Magic Touch now is we can upload the whole entire visualization output. Send it to the doctor.
Oh,
they can see the whole entire thing 3D. They can take off the opposing, take off the crown, see their contacts, see all of that.
Yeah, we do use that, yeah.
Yeah, and so when they're done with it, they either deny or approve it.
Yep.
Comes right back in our system, and then we just get it going.
Yeah.
So
that's
a great feature that they have. That's that's been a game changer for us.
You guys
us.
Must have this data just
shooting around the world. we've had to rebuild a server, got a brand new server just about, oh, gosh. We launched it after we left here last year. So,
I bet you that went smooth.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
Nothing so, wrong.
Yeah, so just advancing technology into the dental field and just it's constantly progressing. Yeah. Every year there's something new, something going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having
have
us.
A great meeting. So glad you guys came talk to us.
Yeah,
good
thank you.
Luck
sorry
with everything.
I didn't recognize you yesterday.
No, that's kind of impossible. You didn't recognize him?
No, it was so weird.
Wow.
Okay, long time. I'll look. Kate.
No, go. You do it.
So I'd seen him a couple times yesterday, and the two of them kept it, and Kay and Elvis kept interacting. And I was like, the voice sounds familiar, but I don't think I've ever, studied. I don't.
Yeah.
I'm face blind.
Yeah.
And then we saw him again last night at our hotel, and he was heading over to the Preet party.
Yeah, I think
something like that. And I was like, the voice is familiar. And she was like,
dude, it's Elvis.
And I was like, what do you mean that's Elvis? And then it took me a second. And I went on the Facebook page. I was like, oh, I feel stupid. The blonde color isn't real, but it's real. You know?
Have those moments, too, all the time.
Yeah, she doesn't recognize
me. Just saying.
Me.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something about Kay. When I went to your old lab, I was with Preet, and I walked in.
That's how.
And what stands out to me, not that you guys were great, that you worked with somebody else. I don't remember who, but she was awesome, too. And you guys really just sat down and talked to me. But they printed off a meme. It was the first time I've seen a meme that I made that was printed.
Yeah.
Hung on a wall.
I remember that story.
It was like, I'll get you for this pen.
I was like, who prints these things? I was like, oh, they do. It stood out to me, and I loved it. It was awesome.
Even the worst thing about meeting him yesterday is he's wearing the shirt.
Oh, yeah.
He's wearing and I'm all like, where'd you get that? And she's like, he made it. And it still didn't click to me.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
Great story.
Absolutely. Thank you, everybody.
Well, thank you.
Thank y'all so much.
You guys
have a great weekend.
Yes. Yep. We're trying.
Yeah.
We're trying.
Awesome.
Anyone
awesome.
Out there looking for a dental lab, Zemek Dental in
Washington
State? You
looking for more remote designers?
I'm looking for anyone in the sound of my voice. Send
all right.
me a resume.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
There's a lot of listeners.
Yes.
Cool,
it's
cool.
We're looking.
It's
we're
great
expanding.
Working from home.
Absolutely. It's great working from home.
Yep.
Save on gas, save on food.
Awesome. On sanity.
Come in your pajamas. I don't
know. Awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
He's that guy.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So every year we talk to the good people at Renstrom. One of the Renstroms.
Is still in bed.
I hear he had a rough night.
He had a fun night.
Good.
We'll go with fun.
We'll go with fun. Fun's
I'm sure
good.
It was fun at the moment.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So we have two other from Renstrom joining us, the great Jennifer Ludwig. Sorry.
That's
had a little
okay.
thing.
That's kind of normal for him, so get used to it.
Yeah, and I'm not even going to try. Mike Clottery?
Clarity.
Clarity.
Yep.
Welcome.
Yeah. It's my mom and dad's fault.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're filling in. You're both at Renstrom.
Yep. Yes.
I mean, Jen, everybody knows you're at Renstrom.
Yes.
You made the move.
I did.
You probably picked the greatest lab to work at.
Who's having the greatest year?
I found home.
Oh, yeah.
Did you?
I did. And for me to be at a place that puts
employees first,
employees and doctors, mm-hmm. and now please know that this isn't negative against anybody or anybody.
Because
everyone has different business models. Everyone, you know, does things differently. But there's something about a family-run lab, third-generation family-run lab versus a corporate lab.
Yeah.
That's just public knowledge. Everyone knows it's run differently. But it's just, I can be me. And everything I believe in and everything...
Yeah, it's emotional. I get it. I really do.
What? So, Jen kind of cry? What?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, God. Bleep. Yeah.
She has the first bleep.
Just everything. I mean, you guys know me. You know me so well. And everything that I believe in with my heart, I can do. I can be. Yeah. And I'm not held back. I'm not judged. I can support them, and they support me.
Talk about your role. So what are you doing there? I know you've been there how long?
Almost six months. And so
I see you all over Facebook. I know you're doing their seminars and things like that. But what's day-to-day like?
So day-to-day is still, we're learning. I did not have a role when I started. They created a role for me. When I left my previous lab, I went without a job for about 3 hours.
I know.
Until I had a conversation.
3 hours, wow.
My phone, not exaggerating, I probably had 200 phone calls come in, and I had so many amazing, wonderful people reach out where I didn't know I had that type of impact on people until this happened. And to know that I had so many deep connections and just friends beyond anything I could have ever imagined.
So awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you.
So then when I had my conversation with Randy and Scotty, Scotty was pretty much, so you're going to be at work tomorrow morning? And I said, no. So I went, I took a couple days off, and this happened right before Labor Day, and took a couple days off, went to the beach with my family, and actually was able to be at the beach. Actually was able to be present. And actually was able to have moments with family and not be connected to the cell phone or be connected to my laptop. And not have the worries behind me of, oh, shit, you know, what's next? You know, oh, my gosh, the lab, I got to get there. I got to.
It's all consuming, that's for sure.
Would have been a hard 3 hours, huh?
Oh,
yeah.
But so
really stressful for 3 hours.
So that weekend I took, and then I went up to Renstrom on Tuesday, right after Labor Day, and I shadowed the staff there. And just Randy and Scotty gave me free rein, just said, talk to everybody and anybody and tell us what you think. And I sat down and one employee did it for me. It was Nick, and he's here at the show. In fact, I don't know where, but he's here somewhere. But I sat with him and he was doing QC, and he does a lot in the CAD area, but he also does QC at the lab. Very talented technician, very talented. And we were QCing a case together, and it was a case where the patient bit end to end, and he's looking at it, and the ceramist did a beautiful job on it, but if they would have just tweaked the opposing a little bit, it might have been a little bit better. And not better as case-wise, but better for the patient. Mm-hmm. And Nick's looking at this, and he's like, no. He goes, let's call the doctor and see if we can adjust the opposing. And I'm looking going, well,
but
it fits in the
done.
Window. It's done. It was ready to go out the door. And, you know, contacts are there. Occlusion is there. It fits through the window. Good to go. And he's like, not for the patient.
Wow.
And every case pan in that building is a person. Every case that comes in through the door, digital, analog, is a patient, is a person. It isn't a case pan on a shelf. It isn't, when's that number 19 going to be done? Mm-hmm. No, it's, you know, when's that case for Jim Bob going to be done? Mm-hmm. Every case is that. Every employee is a person. And then after I sat with Nick and I sat with other people, sat with Mike, and then just hearing.
You're next.
Yeah.
Hearing the way the staff respected Randy and Scotty. I have
so
never
important.
Heard the way. Now, those two work harder than probably anyone I've ever met. And, you know, I don't know if any, I mean, I'm sure everyone knows, but, you know, her grandfather started the lab, and then her parents and her uncle, and then her and Scotty acquired it from them. But they work harder than anyone in the lab.
That's why they got lab of the year.
They did. Yeah. And the staff recognize it, but they're so humble that they take no credit for themselves. And they trust their team 500%. Their team is most important to them. Mm-hmm. They're not concerned about...
I want to move to Wisconsin.
No, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
I live in Wisconsin. Yeah. I commute.
Same difference.
To,
yeah.
Sorry, I was looking at your badge.
Yeah, that's where I live. I commute to Minnesota.
Uh-huh.
But they just, the respect in that building. And
a new building.
A new building.
Yeah. Brand new, beautiful building.
They just moved in May. Yeah. But now being there almost 6 months, I've made connections with people there and friends there, and we all have the same mutual respect for the patients, and it's home.
All right.
So, okay, enough
so
about me.
Talk
we need
about
to hear
Mike.
So, Mike, what did you think when Jen walked in?
Yeah.
Well, Mike is the movie star.
Yeah. Right.
What?
Yep. So
you got to define that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't really talk about it, but back in 2008, well, we live in Minnesota, St. Paul, and the Coen brothers were coming in to make a movie. And it was called A Serious Man.
Oh, you
and
told me about this.
Yeah, we talked in Vegas a little bit. Yeah. And I'll give you the punchline right off the top, but I consider myself America's first dental stuntman.
There you go.
And because during the filming, the actor that was trying to mix impression material, he was having trouble with
Didn't have a clue, right?
Didn't know what he's doing.
Yeah.
And the Coen brothers said, stop, cut, and all that kind of stuff. And then I was standing right next to him, and then they put my arm around me, and he goes, you want to be in the movie? And I said, yeah, sure, you know, like that. And then the people came out, and I had to put on his clothing and stuff. The actor was wearing it. And
stuntman.
And that, yeah. And then I had to step in and mix some pressure material.
And that was your hands in the
That's
movie?
That's my hands.
That's
what,
neat.
Wait a minute. What is this a movie that has dental technology in it?
So they had a scene in the movie, a dental scene. And you could Google it. It's
I'm going to.
Watch.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know we were in a movie.
Yeah.
We are now.
A Goya's Teeth. It's a Jewish movie based on their background because they're from Minnesota. That's where they grew up.
Oh.
And so it's kind of all the Jewish things that I didn't quite understand the terminology.
Yeah,
because I don't really know what a Goya is. But if you type a Goya's Teeth, you'll see it. Or A Serious Man dental scene. It's
Sweet.
Easy to find.
I'm doing
it. It's about
it.
A 5 or 6 minute
And during the
thing.
Credits, your name's in there when it's scrolling?
Nope. You got to be a union in the union for that.
Oh, son of a.
Yeah. I said when I was there, I go, so would I be in the credits, you know? And they go, no, you got to be in the union. But it really started because the lab I worked at had a really big history of a museum in the lab.
Oh,
of
okay.
all equipment from the 60s, which is when the movie's based.
So and they used that equipment? Or?
Yeah, they used a lot of it. And they came in one day, and then they said, wow, this is perfect. And then there was a guy called a property master.
Wow.
Every movie has a property master.
Sure.
He was with. And he said, you know, I got this thing I got to figure out. I don't even know how I'm going to do it. But I got to somehow get some an image on the inside of this patient's teeth. And I go, like, what do you mean? And he goes, well, there's the doctor kind of freaks out because he finds these things on teeth. And I got to somehow make that happen. I go, well, maybe I could do it for you. He goes, what? Like that. He was really surprised.
Yeah.
I go, well, give me a picture of what you're going to do or whatever. So in long story short, I carved it in
I was going to ask
teeth.
How you did it. I
just carved
it in
the lingual side of the teeth. And I actually took an impression of my son, used his teeth, and carved it in there. And
Smart.
That was part of the scene.
Cool.
And they didn't give you credit for that?
Nope. And then they also Hollywood. Said, wow, you seem to understand this stuff. Can you come on set when we're going to and decorate the set? And I said, yeah,
Hell
sure.
yeah, I will.
And you still didn't get credit for that?
Didn't get credit, nope.
So it wasn't
I'm not
just
the
a
union.
Small thing. Wow.
I was there 3 days.
That's cool.
Yeah, but during the filming.
So what do you do
really
at the lab?
Anything implant-wise, I kind of get involved
you're
with
implant
that.
Tech?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. Been doing
been
that
there?
Since I was 17.
How long have you been with Rentrum?
Year and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you found home,
acquire.
Too, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Where did you come from? Did you have your own lab or another
no,
lab?
No, I worked at other labs.
Other labs,
recent lab we were sold.
Okay.
And then this is a really good fit.
Yep.
And to kind of add on what Jen was saying, thing about Rentrum is it's unconditional. You just go there, you be who you are every day. And, of course, you're focusing on the work and you're trying
to get
better and learn more.
Sure.
And, you know, it's a really, really, truly a team effort around there. And it feels that way when you're there.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So what are you guys doing here this weekend? Are you going to hit any classes? Are you
looking
We've
been at stuff. Well, we were at CalLab.
We are we started on Wednesday at CNC and then Thursday, Friday at CalLab. And then we've been here Friday and now this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have a few meetings this afternoon with some vendors and then hitting the road home.
Are you driving?
Taking the train.
Oh, really?
So I took the train here. So I drove home from the lab home and then caught the train here.
How long is the train ride?
That's
hour
fun.
And 15.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Not bad at all.
It's $42 round trip. Yeah. It's an hour and 15 minutes. You can't beat the price.
And then you're on a train,
dude.
So I'm sure you're falling asleep.
Yeah. I drove. Chilling. It cost me 80 some odd dollars to park.
I know. It's nuts.
Yeah,
and
wow.
So, yeah. So short train ride, but then go home tonight, be home for a day, and then Monday morning
right
drive
back
to Minnesota, and then I stay there for a couple days.
So you stay in Minnesota?
I do.
How far of a drive from where you live?
4.5
Oh,
GPS-wise. You stop to pee a couple times,
yeah,
then
course,
it's like
yeah.
5
Yeah.
Depending on how much Diet Coke you drink.
Oh, 100%.
Like 5 hours. But
it seems to be working out pretty well, though, for
it's great.
I mean,
so you
it probably takes
apartment?
A while.
Yeah. I go up on Monday. And I stay there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, come home Thursday. I usually try to leave between 1 and 2. That way I don't hit any traffic in St. Paul.
Sure.
And then I'm home by dinner time on Thursday. Then I'm home Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
That's nice.
And do it again. So
is the lab open on Friday?
No.
Okay.
They only work Monday through Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's
Have
great.
Have always been that way for that lab?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
4 day work week. So it's 10 hours, 4 days.
Yep.
Yeah. You're done.
Yeah, so I've been doing a lot of CE there, putting together CE events. We do a major once a month. We host a major CE event. And
you guys do major CE events. I see you posted.
Oh, I'm
having so much
fun with it.
It's not like a small group.
No.
I mean,
great content, great food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you find
doctors.
The people?
Yeah. Find
the
doctors.
For the education.
Reach out to vendors. Mike has been a huge help with me on that because I'm having to learn all new vendors because I know vendors in Wisconsin. And I'm learning a lot of new partners.
Yeah.
And just thinking outside the box for some things. We have a pretty fun event that I'm starting to plan for July. And we're going to totally step outside the box. And we have a person coming in to teach how to make cocktails. And we have a caterer coming in to
cocktails?
Cocktail
yeah.
cocktails.
Nice.
So
sounds like fun.
It's
right
Dennis,
up my alley.
You don't think Dennis drink, do you?
Oh, of course not.
I doubt
no.
it. Yeah.
We can do mocktails too, but just trying to keep it different every single month. And I've had so many doctors calling and emailing, reaching out, can I be put on your mailing list? And my mailing list is up to like 270
That's
some
huge.
Doctors
yeah.
now. And I send out the email as soon as the invite comes out for the next CE event, and we've had a wait list for the last 3 months, and we can fit 50.
Once a month.
Yeah.
And they probably thought 50 was big at the time,
well,
and now you could probably do 60, 70, 80, keep going.
Easy.
We ran out of room in the room.
Yeah,
and
I've seen pictures.
Yeah.
And there's, it's full.
We got Scotty to buy another row of tables and chairs, and we can't fit any more in there.
Yeah.
And so we do need to expand, but
already.
They laughed at me.
They're like, Jen, we just opened the lab.
Yeah. But it's so much fun.
Do you ever just show Mike's movie and he could stay and do Q&A after?
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a great idea?
I didn't even know. You knew before I did.
What?
And so we're out there and he's like, yeah. He goes, I think I want to do the podcast. And he's like.
High five.
Randy is like, well, you can talk about your movie. And I was like, what? I talk to you every single day. You didn't tell me about you were a movie star. So
one other funny thing about the movie is that I thought it'd be fun to be in the Guinness Book of Records because I was joking around with my friends about it at the time. So I filled out an application, and then you wait to hear, but they said they didn't think there was enough interest. But I'm still
calling
myself.
Well, for us it is.
Yeah. yeah. Thank you.
Guinness Book of World Record for what?
For America's first dental stuntman.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think there is one out
That's
there.
Awesome.
If there is, let me know. I'd like to start a – there is another study club meeting.
Let's start a petition.
Dental stunt people. Yeah.
And a funny thing is Mike was up for CDT of the year the same time I was, and I didn't even know him. And
right.
I beat
That's
him.
Right. Yeah, she did. But I overcame it.
Yeah.
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 It's always
still,
next year.
Like
yeah.
yeah. We'll get it to you.
Yeah. Every year, next year, you got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So lab of the year – pretty impressive.
So excited for them.
Yeah.
So excited.
Do you know who recommended that? I always find that interesting. Who recommends you to get it?
Yeah, I was wondering.
It's top secret.
Is it?
Yes, it
I
is.
I think so. Yeah.
But you don't, no one just like, hey, it was me. You know, no one did that?
Yeah, but I'm not going to say.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
He's trying to pull it out.
I am. I always want the, I always want
it's
the juice.
Secret.
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Good to
thank
talk
you
to
guys.
You.
Yeah.
Nice
yeah.
to talk
thank
to you.
You. Yeah.
I'm going to have you sign something before we leave since you're famous.
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to watch the movie now. Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I've never even heard of it. So.
Just even the dental scene, I think it's 5 or 6 minutes, and it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, but from the 60s, everybody looks like they're from the 60s, and yeah, it's pretty cool.
And you had all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, it was fun.
That's great.
Well, good luck to you both.
Yep.
Thank you.
You
so
we know
much.
We're going to talk to yeah. you soon, definitely yep. next year for sure, and yep. I'll see you everywhere.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. I'll talk you. To you later.
Oh, Jen, we'll see you real soon.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk yeah. to you guys
in
later.
In the bar.
yeah.
No, never.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thanks. Super we're excited back. To be here. Ivoclar Ballroom, Lab Day Chicago 2024. Who do we have here? Scott?
Scott Gallagher.
Gallagher?
Yep.
Oh, it's a little bit different spelling,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, okay. and D. Graham, both CDTs.
Yes.
Yeah. And with Black Diamond Innovations?
Yes.
Love the name. What do you
I
do?
Know.
Well, we make some dental to new innovative dental products.
Okay. What do you got?
Well, I've been in this industry since 94. I started, you know, delivering cases for a yep. dental lab.
That's where I started.
Worked my way up to the model room.
Yep.
Opaquing. And
where
then,
at? A lab?
Yeah, a lab at Biodent in Utah.
Okay.
And I think about 6 years into it, I was progressing so far that I was sitting next to the boss, helping him finish crowns. Became a certified dental technician.
How quick did you move up to sit next to the boss?
It was, I think, 7 years from the
oh,
time
wow.
I started. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really – plus, I had a mentor, Norbert – that's really, he was really good at pushing me, you know, like,
yeah.
this is what you need to do. And he kept motivating me with money.
that's good.
I'm comfortable doing model work. This is great. He's like, but there's more money. I'm like, well, how much more money?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'll do that.
yeah, ain't nothing wrong with that.
And then I kind of broke off. My roots were always the models. And I really loved, you know, a nice, clean model because that's like the base of any restoration. And so I actually opened my own company where I did model work for maybe like 5 or 6 different labs in the area.
Work.
Just model work.
Like they would send you their impressions. You mm-hmm. pour up a model
I would
and
go,
send it back.
Yeah. I actually had one from Rhode Island.
Wow.
Their doctors gave them a month to finish the crowns. So they would ship a batch of impressions to me. I would do the model work and ship it back to them.
You're super anal about your models.
It sounds like it.
Have
yep.
to be so perfect and a little air bubble. You're knocking it off.
Yeah.
I know your type.
and when I was doing all these different model work for different labs, you know, one wanted Monotrack, one wanted Artemax, one wanted Stone Base, one wanted, there's all these different kinds of models.
Yeah.
And I had my favorite, but there was always issues with each different model, articulator.
Sure, sure. Yep.
And I have a thought lab. Like I always think through things in my brain.
Okay.
And then pretty much once I got through my brain, I put it down and it works.
yeah.
And so I came up with an ideal articulator. All the issues that I had with all the other articulators, I was able to think about it, come up with a solution, and actually have something that would work. And that's when I met D.
Yeah,
Graham.
So, yeah.
Well, I met him a long time ago, but that's when we talked about it.
Right. And what's your deal, D?
I started in the lab business in 1971.
Okay.
So I didn't invent dirt, but I'm as old as dirt. And I've been a CDT now for 48 years,
wow,
something like that.
Congratulations.
What are you a CDT in?
Crown Bridge Ceramics.
Overachievers.
2 more years, man. 50
yeah.
years.
Yeah, 50
That's
years.
Huge. Congratulations.
And when I got out of lab school, there were these two German master technicians immigrated, and I went to work for them. And, I mean, I thought I knew everything when I got out of school.
Yeah.
They showed me I didn't know anything.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then I started my own lab. We got up to about 60 technicians or so.
Wow.
And then we used to be a beta lab for a lot of the testers for the companies for new ceramics and things like that. And then I started to get involved with Gordon Christensen and Rella Christensen
yep.
group.
There you go.
So
yeah.
I became one of their lab testers or do crowns out of different materials for them. And then that led me into lectures. I started lecturing the second year of Lab Day when they moved it to the Westin Hotel.
Yeah.
And I did that
like
for
the very the second year Lab second, Day ever
yeah,
existed.
Wow. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then, and I haven't really done any of that for now for about 25 years or so. And I just tried to improve. I love making crowns. I love the artistry of it. And I'm into art. I paint, I sculpt, things like that. And I started out the first time I started doing crowns, I always worried about the problem with distortion and expansion of stones and things like that. And so I discovered this system of a plastic-based tray from Germany, and it's called the Zeiser system.
Mm-hmm. Zeiser?
Nice
yeah.
name.
Yeah, sounds yeah. very German.
And so the problem is the expansion of stone. You do the model, put the pins in, you put it in a base, you take it out, cut it out. Well, that base is expanded, so that makes the dies microscopically
yeah,
in a
sense.
Different place.
Yeah.
Then a lot of disposable articulators started coming out, and I've used every system on the market, every articulator, every tray.
There's a lot of them out there.
There is. But like Scott, every one I ever used, I'm going, this is pretty good, but I wish it didn't do this, or I wish it did that, you know, something like
yeah.
that. I'm always looking for the better mousetrap. And so I met Scott, and through development, he got his thing going, and I tried it, and I'm going, the light came on. It was so precise. It was so easy. It was so fast. It cut my labor by 50% in that
wow.
department. It was saving me about 30% on stone. So, like, right away, his product, I'm putting more money in my pocket. And I liked it so much, I invested in his company.
Oh, I like how that connects.
Yeah, yes. and that's how we got together. And so it's been a lengthy process getting everything going, but it's starting to get traction. And I don't know if you know Jeff Strunk. He's
oh,
the
yeah,
president of
course.
Cal Lab.
Yes.
A little bit.
So, I'm on the Cal Lab board, so he and I
well,
are
he's
buds.
One of our biggest advocates.
Yeah, he's awesome.
I mean, his lab, they're one of our biggest users.
That's good to know.
Well,
yeah.
Jeff doesn't do things unless it works well.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I
mean, and so, and then I've run into a lot of other people here, Scott has, and they're going, hey, we tried your stuff, man, it's awesome. I want to order some more. So this has been a good meeting for us. But it's what's really interesting is I'm seeing people that I know less and less every year. And the reason is because they either retire or they're on the wrong side of the grass.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so, but I keep coming every year. It's just every time I come here and I go home, my wife goes, man, I don't know what you did there, but you come home like excited and rejuvenated and you want to try something new and all that stuff. And so this meeting really gets me going. But the success of my business and the precision of it and stuff is really due in a large part to Scott and his inventive nature.
Yeah, so tell us a little more about it.
Yeah, how do you reinvent
a hinge? How do you
well,
come up with that?
So, you know, on these plastic base articulators, a lot of the issues are with the hinge. You talk to any lab that uses them, this, you know, every once in a while we'll get some broken ones and
oh,
we have to redo the model. So that's part of where I started. I made a little larger hinge, and I've got a patented. It automatically dehinges when you open it all the way up. So there's a cam inside that actually pushes itself away. So you're not yanking on them to pull
oh,
them apart.
So, oh, so yeah, because how you pull those things apart is you just manhandle it and you probably break it.
Yeah, or you knock
or
the stuff
stretch
off your
it
desk.
Out. It's never as tight.
Yeah, this one automatically built in.
That's effing smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing was the accuracy of the pin. Pretty much all of the other systems, they have a dowel pin.
Right. Yeah,
any kind of
yeah.
dust or debris gets in there. Comes a little bit loose, the die just keeps falling out.
Yep.
Like the plastic base that has just the dowels in them. I mean, you check the bite, you click on it, and all of a sudden all the pieces fall out
because
there's no retention.
Oh, yeah, when you open it up.
Oh, God, that's so annoying.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Been there.
You guys sit there trying to figure
been
out
there,
where they all
yeah.
go. So the pin that I have, we have it customly milled on a lathe, and it has like about 2 millimeters that is a cylinder shape. And in the plastic base is about 2 millimeter, almost like a hexagon shape. And so once it you put the pin in and it'll stop, but you just take your finger and just barely push it down and it'll go down about another 2 millimeters. So even when you got your model on and the pin is exposed on the bottom, you can push the pin up a millimeter, throw your shim in there, and the pins and everything don't come out anymore.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to ask the question of bringing out a product for such an analog thing in a day where less and less models are being poured.
Luckily, I'm thinking. So it basically came out. I think we were working on it for like 10 years.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so it's been a while.
And so luckily, I was able to see where it was going. So I actually worked with ExoCAD and 3Shape, and I built a library for their design center. So you can actually bring in my articulator in their CAD, in their model creator, and it'll cut the base off the model. Mm-hmm. And so all they have to do is print these small little prints, and it's already self-articulated. So they just get those prints and they just glue it onto the plastic base.
Okay.
And
that is so smart.
Yeah, the labs that are using it say that they're saving at least 30% of resin.
Oh, I bet.
Because the prints are much smaller. And you don't have to put the pins, you know, to help to get it articulated, because it's already built into the hinge.
Which means they're printing faster too.
Yes.
And everything. Yeah, and resin. And
how did you do that?
I had to figure it out.
Like how?
I had to figure it out myself.
Genius, really.
You stay up
really
all night long and think about these things?
Yeah. How do you create a library within ExoCAD?
ExoCAD has a booklet that you can open up.
Oh.
They have like a notebook. And then so I just... I didn't know code.
Not that easy.
No, but that took a little bit longer.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was able to try to figure out the code and how it works. I figured all that out. ExoCAD works great. I've been working with Tillman to get it actually as a default on their system. And then 3Shape, that's one thing. I've got like 99% done.
What's the 1% problem or issue, not problem?
They're designers in Ukraine.
Yeah. That put a hold on a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I bet.
What was that?
Well, because of the war?
Oh, yeah.
Because of the war?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Power outages. I mean, for them to be actually work and do their job, it's very difficult in their situation.
Yeah.
But I was able to make some contacts today, some names, so I'm able to hopefully email them. I'm very particular about everything needs to be perfect. My articulators are perfect. Everything in my head that I thought this would make them great, they actually work that way. And we can make them locally, like 45 minutes away from Salt Lake City.
Oh, okay.
So everything is done in the USA. Everything's quality, QC'd and everything like that. And so the 3Shape, there's just one little issue that I'm working on, and hopefully in the next 2 weeks I'll have that done, because that'll open up the market for a lot more people.
But right now, ExoCAD users can do it.
Yeah, 3Shape can too. It's basically just the full arch models. The full arch, the die side, it cuts it out perfectly, and the opposing side cuts it out perfectly, but it does not put the drain holes.
Oh.
And some people don't even care, but I'm like, this is not perfect. I'm not okay with it. I'm going to keep working until it is perfect.
Nice.
So how often do you guys do work together? Do you see each other? Are you the sales part of it? Like, what's your relationship like between the two of you?
He looks for me and finds me. We're in constant contact. We only live about 5 miles away from each other.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, we're always together. And up until recently, he was still doing a little bit of lab work. And I still stay. There's one prosthodontist. He won't retire.
He won't go away.
No, he won't go away, so I can't go away.
Yeah.
So, but what I like about it is I keep trying even new articulators that come. I keep trying new stuff, and because I'm still doing the business a little bit, I'm kind of a non-biased person. I can go to Scott and say, what do you think about this? I like this, but not enough to switch. So, but I keep my hands in it because I want to see what's coming. I love it. I love the business. I love new things and all that. But I was just, when I started using his products, I was just bowled over. And so much I put money into it.
Yeah, we're the only product that you could do stone base and digital on the same articulator.
Oh, you're just not two different ones?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, same articulator.
Nice. Yep. That's nice. So you buy one set.
Or yeah.
One.
And they come in clear, white, and black. So they're the only one with that big of a range of colors.
Sure.
We have the full arch and the quad.
Yep.
And the labs, it's tough to get a lab to change. Because they're like, everything's
working
now.
Definitely, that's for sure. But we are open-minded when it comes to doing things better and getting something more accurate.
Yeah, so it's just a matter of getting that to the lab owner and saying, let me show you. Let me come into the lab and spend a day. Let me set up all your digital stuff. Let me sit in the model room, help them figure it out.
Mm-hmm. You'll do that? You'll go to a lab and help somebody?
You had to have done that with Jeff.
We did. Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. We go to the lab and train their technicians.
What other articulator company is going to come out and show you how to do it right?
Nobody.
No, I don't even know who makes half this stuff.
That's because we know once we show them how to do it right, they're there forever.
That is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a quandary out there.
It's huge.
And I'm baffled by it, is that there's been certain circumstances where we've gone in and talked to the lab owner and said, based on the way you're using things, We can show you how to put an extra $2.25 net back in your pocket on the savings and the precision that we can do for you. Okay, yeah, let's do that. Okay, here's the kit. And they'll say, let me show your model guy how to do it, and we'll do some models so everybody's trained, everybody knows what's going on, because it is different than anything that's out there. And some of the lab owners, I go back a couple of weeks later, they'll say, well, give it to the model guy, and he can go on your website.
It never happens.
I go back, and they go, well, the model guy doesn't want to use it, so I'm not going to use it. And I'm going, you're just going to throw away $225 on every case because how long has your model guy been with you? A month?
Yeah.
So,
it's like, come on.
So
bro.
I was in the lab the other day, and it's a guy that's been buying from us for quite a while, and he has a big lab. And I was talking to him about this, and I said, Jim, this just baffles me that a guy who's been in the model department for 30 days dictates to the owner the way the lab's going to run. I don't get it. And he said, well, let me tell you one problem. He said, good technicians of any kind are hard to find, even a model person. And if we get a model person who's been in another lab and learned a certain system, and we approach them this way, sometimes they just don't want to change. And so it's either that or...
I lose them.
We lose them, yeah.
Yeah.
And so...
Dang.
Yeah. One thing I learned here in the last couple of years is that with digital, with milling, with all this stuff that's going on, I constantly get calls from people all over the country that know me, and they say, do you know a really good ceramist? Mm-hmm. Do you know a really good technician?
Yeah.
Because all I have right now are gamers. I bring gamers in. They pull it out of a library. They wouldn't know function if I showed it to them. Do you know somebody really good that I can bring in to train these other people?
Yeah.
And the number of those trained technicians is dropping, like me,
It's so
and
sad.
So the need for great technicians is always there. I went to a course. Peter Pizzi gave a course yesterday, and I went to
He's
it.
He's so good.
And it was all about layering. It had nothing to do with digital. All about layering.
That's Peter.
Yeah. And he does digital in his lab.
Oh, of course he does. Yeah.
And I was talking to him after that, and he said, this is the way to do it. I mean, I know digital is great, but this is the way to do it. If you really want to help the patient, not every patient is a candidate for full zirconia. They're just not.
Yeah.
You put that hard stuff on implants, they're just, everything's...
100% agree.
Everything's different, but everybody's... And I'm not knocking the companies, but he says, this company will say, well, don't worry about a dark prep because this will block it out.
Yeah.
But look at the great translucency.
Yeah.
He goes, you can't have both.
Yeah.
It either is or it isn't. You can't have both. And so the need, and there's no schools anymore, the need for skilled technicians has never been greater. In light of all the stuff that's going on digitally, there's still a need for trained people. And if you get a good technician in your lab, you want to keep him, and you want him to train everybody in all that they know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it's a real, not just the model department, but throughout the whole department. And, I do digital stuff. I mill stuff out. But still, that need to create something where the patient is the beneficiary, because we look around all this, is the companies that are saying, do this zirconia. Here's a better zirconia. Here's a better milling machine. Here's a better printer. And it's all about the materials and the equipment. And for some reason, the patient and what they get never comes into.
They're not on the radar.
No. Yeah. No, nobody cares.
Is there a patient behind all this stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just attended a course, a pre-course, and coincidentally, Jeff Strong taught the course. I learned more in his course in an hour than all the other courses I've taken in 3 days.
Wow.
Because in his prime focus when he started is the patient.
Yep.
What's best for the patient? How can I improve the patient's life? How can I do that? And so when I look around, I'm going, where's the concern for the patient? I mean, after all, aren't we doing this for them?
Yeah.
Yep.
So
can never forget.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's our next T-shirt. Never forget.
Forget
the patient.
Thank
you.
Never,
yeah, you're welcome.
It's a good one. I do like that.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, when I got out of school and I went to work for these two German, they were master technicians in Germany. They had to go to a 4-year university. Then they had a 3-year apprenticeship and all
that.
And they were, and they told me my first day, if you would not put this in your own mouth, do not make it for us.
Yeah.
We won't accept it.
I've heard that a lot, and I agree.
Yeah, so. Yeah.
It's always like when you make something, if it's a family member, that's who it should be.
Oh, yeah, you spend more time.
You wouldn't put in your family member's mouth, excuse my French, but and don't do it for anybody else.
You know, and I got in a conversation with a he's an instructor at the Coase Institute up in Seattle, and I do some work for him. And he said to me, he's talking about an experience that he had a guy who was next door to his office, and at the time he had a different technician than me, and he went by this lab's office one day, and the lab technician, who's a friend of mine, said, "Come here, let me show you this impression. You know the neighbor guy you told me to get some, recommended me to do his work?" And he said, "Yeah." And he says, look at this impression." And the doctor looked at it and he goes, "That's the worst thing I've ever seen." And he said, "Make him take it over." And he said, "This is the third one.
Oh.
This is the third one.
Make it work."
And the technician said, "Do you know how much time it takes me extra to do this?"
Oh, yeah.
Guess what the doctor's response was?
"Don't care.
Make it work."
The good doctor said, "If you're spending that much time on a piece of crap, I want the same amount of time spent on my work. I give you everything you want, perfect preps, perfect impressions, perfect bites. You are spending three times more time on his work than you are on mine. I want you to spend the same amount of time on my work as you do on this piece of junk over here." And it brought a whole new perspective to my mind, because it's like you said, with relatives, we spend more time. I mean, we get these cases in from doctors, and I don't do it anymore. I just don't accept work like that. But labs and the competition with the price and the delivery time and all that stuff, you know, they accept stuff they shouldn't, and they don't go back to the doctor and say, "Look, this is unacceptable. Let's get together and figure out a way to do it." They're afraid to talk to the doctor. There's no communication.
Yeah.
And it's very
– You don't want to piss them off.
No.
You'll lose the account.
But you know what? Peter and Jeff made the same comment in their seminars 2 days apart.
Yeah.
You have to communicate with the doctor and show them what you have to have from them to complete what they expect from you.
Yeah.
And if you don't, the case is never going to turn out right. And who suffers? The doctor gets paid. You get paid. Poor patient suffers.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you guys are on the right track, doing it right.
We're trying.
Seriously.
So how do they find out about this? BlackDiamondInnovations.com?
Yeah, just
Black Diamond. BDI Art, Black Diamond Innovations, Art for Articulator.com.
BDIArt.com.
Yep.
Love it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
We'll send
people that way and check it out. I mean, reinventing the wheel, like you said, man. Sounds like a good thing.
Yep. Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Awesome. Appreciate you guys talking to us.
Appreciate it.
Great, yep.
All right. A huge thanks to everyone. We're just going to say everybody for sitting down with us at Lab Day Chicago in the Ivoclar Ballroom. I love the idea of remote designers, and I think it kind of really opens up the pool of possible employees a lab can hire. If only ceramists could work from home. Don't tell with my company I said that. I'd actually like to work in my pajamas. We are really, really happy that Jen found a new home at Renstrom Dental Studios. Such good people. And they won Lab of the Year. Congrats, guys. And go check out Mike's big movie, which I think Elvis told you about previously. It's called The Serious Man, streaming now on Max. It's really great and super cool knowing the hands in the dental lab scenes are that of an actual technician. We love technicians doing amazing things with what they're passionate about. And if your passion is good model work, then make it even better. We can't wait to see how Scott and Dee will make all of us better labs with their better articulators. Better, better, butter, better.
Hey, if Jeff Stronk uses them, I think that they're on to something.
You know it.
All right, everybody. That's all we got for you. And we will talk to you next week.
2 weeks, Elvis.
Bye.
See you. Well, we should just say that twice.
The views and opinions expressed on the Voices from the Bench podcast are those of the guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the host or Voices from the Bench, LLC.